Boring. But maybe that isn't such a bad thing. Well, in this episode, we unlock the beauty in being bored right after this break.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome back to the Black Girl Flow podcast. We are your hosts, Liv and Lex, and we invite you to embark on a journey of fostering flow across your mind, body, soul, community, and culture. Whether you're a day one listener or you're just tuning in, we are so happy to have you on this journey with us. And wow, like it always feels so good to be back.
I know. I'm really loving that invitation for folks as they're entering into space, which is like, welcome to the journey with us.
Mm-hmm. We hope that you all have been doing well. It feels like, you know, we're moving into the season of love with February. Mm-hmm. Here, Valentine's Day being around the corner.
We got an extra day in this year. What are you gonna do with that extra day?
Oh my gosh, I wish that like a leap year day could kind of be like a holiday.
I know, because it feels like it should be really special, right? Mm-hmm. I totally agree with you.
But then it's just another reminder that time is a social construct and so we can add another day when we please.
Yeah, technically, no.
But technically, no, but
in our minds, sure.
In our minds, yeah.
I'm loving February this year, which I don't say often, folks, because the Aquariuses are up. February is up this year. I'm super excited for everybody who's in my life now has proximity, deep, intimate proximity to a February born individual. And surprisingly, a lot of men who are born in February, which is not usually, you don't know a lot of February boy Aquariuses, but all my friends now are like booed up with February born dudes and dudettes. And I'm pumped. I'm like, we're up. The squad is up.
Have you always wanted to find your like tribe of Aquariuses?
No, which that's why I love it. It's not really my tribe of them. It's just that my people have found other ones, which means I've made a lasting impact. This is the humanitarian work that I was called to.
Right. I agree. I love an Aquarius. I mean, I now have, you know, you that's an Aquarius, mm-hmm. my brother mm-hmm. that's an Aquarius, and my boyfriend that's an Aquarius.
You're surrounded. You're
I'm
in the pack.
Deep.
Yeah.
Someone check up on me? Question mark? Mm-mm. Exclamation point.
dot, dot, dot. So either way, I just feel like there's a lot of celebrations coming. In the way that, you know, August through November feels like jam-packed with birthdays for people because just the most amount of people were born in that time frame, February doesn't feel like it is that, but there's so many celebrations for so many people that I'm like, this is one big party for everybody. I'm loving this. This is the first time I'm really excited for February.
So is that technically your pulse check? Just like you're excited for February, you're bringing in new energy for the Aquarius peeps?
I think that tied with one, I'm having a major existential crisis about the idea of turning 27. We'll get into that as it gets closer to my birthday, or maybe I'll have some post-birthday reflections. I also have a lot of like trips. I think for everybody, February tends to be you blink your eyes and then you're in March, where it's finally when work and things start picking up full steam, right? We're really in Q1. We're trying to meet the metrics. Like, blah, blah, blah. And so it always happens really quick. And so for me, this is the month that I have so much on the docket, personally, professionally, everything in between, that I'm just like, oh my gosh, it's going to come and it's going to go. And I really want it to just stay. Yeah. So I'm trying to hold on to that. I'm really enjoying this season and not wish it away the way that I know it's going to like cruise by.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that is my pulse check.
And also, even from our past episode of Ins and Outs, mm-hmm. you're talking about embracing your age and yes. getting older.
Yes,
and
we're so owning it.
27 is going to look real sexy, real grown.
I know. I have so many thoughts about it. This is the first time a birthday feels like, oh, and we, oh, okay.
Right.
Because 24 to 26 just feels like, okay, I'm getting my sea legs. Like, I'm an adult. Like, this is cute. But 24, like, there's not a lot changes, but a lot it's the same. 27 feels like, oh, because 30's like, pop, 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 pop. And it feels like this is the last one that I can kind of kiki, because then 28's probably fine, but 29 feels like.
I'm excited for you to hit 30, because I think that you already have this like spiritual insight of this old grandma. And so by the time you hit 30, like that's actually going to be 60, right? Like you're going to be really old and you'll really be able to give the girls wisdom.
Yeah. I think I'm just focusing on the next couple of years, and the way that I said it last episode, we're committing to getting older and owning it and just taking life where it's going, like taking ourselves seriously, like really trying to create the life that we want to live. Mm. I think I am just focused on simultaneously living in the present and just loving this phase of life, while also being like, yeah, what do I want my 30s to look like?
Right.
Which the fact that you said like you're gonna hit 30 is just kind of like, oh, now I'm actually going to, like, in my yeah. head it's like, ha 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 ha, when you're 24 you're like, 30 is forever. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, oh no, I am going to hit it
sooner rather than later.
Correct. Which is like kind of fire, because I've always said that my peak is really going to be in my 30s.
Yeah.
Because I'm like a very low maintenance girly now. So I'm like, the older just I get, wait, it's
the
just
more
be...
money you get, it's just going to look real, real sexy and grown.
Yeah. So that's my pulse check. A lot going on in my head. But what about
I love
you?
That. My pulse check is that I am just trying to pace myself. Mm. I'm trying to pace myself. I was really inspired from reading and hearing about the 12-week year.
Oh yeah.
And so I have my few goals that I've been inching towards and working towards, but I think that I'm such a doer that when I want to do something, like, I just do it, and maybe I don't think as much about the effects of all of the things that I'm doing until I'm like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that when you have burnt out in the past, the positive piece of that is that you can start picking up on different signs and things like that. And so I'm really just trying to be very mindful of like the seven elements of wellness in my life. So I'm like, I may be moving my fitness wellness up, but what about my spiritual wellness? Like, what am I doing to cultivate like a grounding? And what do I want that to look like, so that I'm not just like moving one thing up and moving the other thing down?
Yeah.
So I'm really excited for February. Like I said, there's a lot of loved ones that I'm celebrating, and we're just pacing ourselves. We're taking everything day by day, because some people, you know, we hit January out the gate and we're running, and then by March we're like, we cut the year over, like
face on the floor.
Face on the floor.
I'm tired of this grandpa.
Yeah. And so I'm like, all right, what have we learned? How are we pacing ourselves?
I think that's so important. I love this idea of the 12-week year, and we might have to dive into that a little bit more for the girlies, but I do think that's important to just do that inventory check. And now that we are in February, and it's like, okay, like, what has been working? What has been feeling really good? Like, should we spend more attention to something or another thing too? So I love that you're holding yourself accountable in that way. You know how I think about you in this year, you and your bag. Mm-hmm. I'm taking notes, y'all. I'm trying to learn. Okay. So keep an eye out for this one. She gonna be doing big things.
Ah, sigh.
Not sigh.
Yeah.
Well, I think all of this makes me really excited for our conversation today, because so much has come from our last talk about what's in and out for us. And we both are talking about juggling a bunch. And I feel like a lot of people just on social media too have been talking about we really need to just move through the trend of being like, I'm so busy. And the opposite of that would really be cultivating more time around being bored, which is an interesting idea, because even when Liv and I were talking about this topic of boredom, we immediately came in, like, confronting the narratives and the connotation around boredom, because most of us have gotten a lot of narratives around being bored. You know, I surely have grown up hearing that idea of only bored people are boring, you know, like that's a choice. You can go find something to do. But in this age of overconsumption, overcommitted schedules, hyper busy, we might actually be missing an opportunity to cultivate more creativity and more innovation if we aren't finding moments of boredom and we're just filling it with constant stimulation. So I'm excited to dive into this idea of boredom as kind of this avenue to really ground ourselves in the present moment. So,
yeah. And it's interesting because I think this episode was inspired from all of the statistics around just how overstimulated we are as a culture, and how as we've evolved over time, we spend so much of our time indoors and with our phones connected to technology. And as someone that's in a long distance relationship, sometimes it feels like I can't escape not being on my phone or not being connected to technology, because I am, you know, cultivating this relationship online, like through my phone. And so when I do have a beat to be able to catch up with them, since they're not experiencing my day to day, I am connecting with them online. And it takes a certain level of mindfulness to think like, okay, when's the last time I actually was not on my phone? I didn't have anything to do and I was just with my thoughts. We're not spending a lot of time with ourselves. And that's really like the crux of this conversation. 100%. Not necessarily like, and we're not like not being anti-productivity, but like, when's the last time you were just still and were able to hear your own thoughts?
And it's kind of scary when you really think about it and you can't remember the last time that you just let yourself sit there. And I really even think, you know, like, it's as extreme as even going to the bathroom. You know, we're always taking something with us. I know I'm definitely liable to, while I'm cooking, to be watching a YouTube video or something like that. So when we take inventory of our whole day, and it's not just our screen time metrics on our phone, but it's just all of this overstimulation that we're receiving, it really does impact our ability, I think, not only to cultivate creativity, but also to self-regulate, like to really touch base with like, how are you feeling? How are you even processing all this information? Because some could make the case that you really can't. You can't process all of these millions of snippets and news pieces and clips and actually have deep understanding and make meaning of it, especially when a lot of it is super jarring or just very disruptive to your nervous system. And so for me, just the discomfort I am with recognizing how often I'm not with my thoughts by myself is enough for me to be like, okay, I really need to be intentional about having that space. And for me, I've been really enjoying driving with nothing. So I started this when I was working on my drives, driving in silence and just sitting and letting that be the time that I just let all the thoughts flow so that I could get to a place of silence. And I feel like because of that, there are now more moments where I want more of that silence and more of that boredom of like, what are we going to do? Like, I don't know. What can we do today? Kind of just interactions with myself. Let's talk about something that affects all of us ladies. Hormones. Because let's face it, when your hormones are out of whack, life can feel like a roller coaster. Well, say hello to Hormone Harmony, the ultimate solution for women of all ages seeking balance, crafted by Happy Mammoth.
But what sets Hormone Harmony apart? Well, it's not just another supplement. Happy Mammoth, the company behind Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. Plus, Hormone Harmony contains science-backed adaptogens that help your body adapt to hormonal changes, ensuring you feel like yourself again. Hormone Harmony is an all-in-one hormonal balancing solution designed for women of all ages. So whether you're in your 20s dealing with PMS or in your 40s and beyond facing menopause, Hormone Harmony has got you covered. For a limited time, you can take 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BLACKGIRLFLOW at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code BLACKGIRLFLOW for 15% off your order today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Yeah, it does. It is jarring to think, when was the last time I was just able, and even though driving with no sound feels very like, well, girl, like so many people have done that for so many years. It's like, no, well, we've actually gotten far away from doing that. As soon as I go into the car, I'm like, okay, I'm listening to this podcast. I'm listening to this artist. Mm-hmm. And I think that it is really important. I was listening to this other podcast called The Minimalist, mm-hmm. and there was an episode on this idea of the comfort crisis. And there was this guy who wrote this book called The Comfort Crisis. Again, we're going to link it in the show notes below. But essentially, it talks about how we have gotten so comfortable. Anything that we want, we can order to our door. We don't have to wait for anything. Again, we spend so much of our time indoors. We're not as active as previous times in history, and the effect that it's taking on our bodies, and how like unhuman we've gotten to a certain degree. Like we're far away from just connection and being outside and getting our food from local spaces, and like, in a way that is taking a toll on our mental health. Mm-hmm. And I've always been someone where I'm like, I want convenience. I want comfort. Like, I'll pay the extra price.
When you're given the choice.
When you're given the choice.
Like, no, thanks. Give me the barriers to entry.
Right, exactly. And so when we're asking people to be bored, when it constantly feels like there's so much to learn, there's so much to do, it kind of feels radical, mm-hmm. in a sense, because no one wants to feel like mediocre or average, and only average quote unquote people have the time to just sit around and be bored, because the successful people are always doing something to get them closer to success. And so I'm like really trying to sit in, like, as someone that doesn't mind being overstimulated and seeks that learning and connection through my phone, through my devices, like I'm really trying to just sit in. When are the times that I can invite boredom in, and what does that look like in my life?
And I think the important piece of that, because I'm sure so many people can relate to what you're saying, Liv, is we also have to understand the benefits of being bored, so that we can use the benefits as kind of a new narrative that can actually challenge this idea of convenience. And for me, what I see is that what we've always talked about is that being present and being still invites us for more opportunities to cultivate joy, to cultivate connection with people. And we know that those are true avenues to creating more harmony, alignment, and ultimately flow. And so what I love is that we do have a choice in these small moments to pause. It's not to completely opt out and live off the grid and just, you know, have nothing to do but twiddle your own thumbs. It's really just in these small moments to say, like, let me quiet the noise and try and connect with that present moment as a tool. So I see this because I'm starting to learn about so many more of the benefits, because it's like the overstimulation actually really dampens our mental health. Like we already know that. Like, come on, y'all. We've all been at that point where we've scrolled one too many and been like, I don't think I'm feeling great about life right now. And so it's like, it's damaging to our mental health at times. It definitely creates a hyper like insular reality, which everybody starts to look the same. Everybody starts to talk about the same things. So for me, I'm like, oh, I love that we have this option that we can channel boredom, we can create a new narrative, and we can find the present moment, because we're not saying stay in the boredom. We're just saying use the boredom as a channel to find your creativity, to find your innovation, to tap into yourself. And I think that's beautiful, because I love knowing that I have those options and I have those avenues when I can really think about that tool.
Right. There's a reason why people get their best ideas in the shower. There's a reason why people get their best ideas when they're driving. There's a reason why they get them on a walk in nature, because it's like you're being forced to observe.
Yeah. Or staring out the window of an airplane or like on a road trip. Yes.
Absolutely.
Totally.
And I think the cool thing about movies is that, like, when you're in the movie theater, you're totally focused on what's in front of you. And so we're really just trying to go back, you know, just scaling our consumption back so that we can fully be focused, fully be present in that one thing that we're trying to do. And also, when we're done with that thing, like, we don't have to have something to do throughout the entire day.
Totally, totally. Which it seems wild to say in 2024, the girlies are going to be bored, but we're bringing bored back.
We're bringing bored back, and who would have ever thought?
It was definitely not on my resolution list by any means, but I'm excited. I'm excited to hear for you all what type of narratives you have around being bored, what it kind of stokes in your body or your thoughts, and also if you've actually taken up this practice of being bored, or what you've learned by being more mindful about the type of overconsumption that you might have been doing even before this.
Yeah, I'm excited too.
Yeah, well, that's what we have for y'all today.
And with that being said, we leave you all with peace, love, blessings. We will see you guys next time.
Bye, y'all. All right, that wraps up our episode this week.
We'd really appreciate if y'all could rate us on Apple and Spotify, as it really helps grow our BGF tribe and support our podcast.
As always, the conversation continues on Instagram and TikTok. So connect with us there if you want to join in on all the kikis.
With that said, we will see y'all next time.
Rest well, folks.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.